In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's gospel, the rich young ruler approaches our Lord Jesus Christ in an unworthy manner. In saying, "Good teacher," he was referring to Christ as merely a man, not the God-man. And so the Lord exposes this by stating that only God is good. Now, as we look at the self-reported life of this young man, you know, we might be tempted to say that he was a good man. The Lord said, you know, in response to his question about eternal life, how am I to attain eternal life? The Lord refers him to the commandments of the Mosaic Law. And he says, "I've kept these." But the Lord saw into this man's heart. And he saw that he had a flawed view of what the kingdom of God is all about. As has been noted by others previously, this young man was of the impression that the kingdom of God would be an earthly kingdom. And so therefore, he had this unholy attachment to his wealth. And so he wanted to live eternally enjoying his wealth on this earth. A gross misconception. The kingdom that is proclaimed by our Lord Jesus Christ was then and is today to you and to me is a kingdom that is not of this world. It is a kingdom that is eternal. It is a kingdom that has wealth and riches that so far exceed the wealth and riches of this world that the comparison is almost futile. And so this young man, if he is going to call Christ good, it must be for the right reason. And our Lord says, only God is good. Only God is good. All good things come from the Father of lights, we see when St. Paul writes. And one might say that the rich young ruler was being maybe nice, polite. But we always have to remember that there's a difference between niceness and politeness and goodness. Is this to say that anybody that is good is going to be rude? No, I don't think so. But is it to say that anybody that is nice and polite is manifesting the goodness of God? No, the answer to that is clearly no. Only goodness only comes to us from God. We see goodness in the virtues of God. We see goodness in the life of God in us. The best we can offer him is not enough in and of itself. We depend on the mercy of God. And so that is what we call on him to give us in our prayers as we live our lives. Living a life in communion with him, recognizing that only if his life is in me can my life be what he intended for it to be, a life that will have the joy of seeing the true kingdom of God one day. So when the young man asked the Lord what he must do to inherit eternal life, and the Lord recites those commandments of the Mosaic Law, we see that he really thought he was a righteous man. He really thought that he was a righteous man. St. Theophylact writes in his commentary on this passage, "If you want to call me good," our Lord is saying, "you must call me good because I am God. Do not approach me then as if I were merely a man. God is good and the source of goodness. And the first cause of goodness itself, if any man is good, he is not good in and of himself, but only because he receives a share of God's goodness." How is this goodness manifested? In our epistle today, we see where St. Paul calls us to good works. Good works that God himself has prepared before the foundations of the world, that we should walk in them. If you look in your Orthodox Study Bible, there's a nice little I'm not sure what you'd call it, a little article on the different works, the use of works, the term works, in St. Paul's writings. And we see here that there basically are two different types of works. Dead works, those works that are evil, such as murder, adultery, idol worship, robbery, which the scriptures also call works of the flesh in Galatians 5:19. And is obvious; these are obviously condemned. But in addition, to dead works, can even good works done for money and for the wrong reason can become bad works. If God is not in it, it's not enough. Christianity itself is not just a standard of ethical, moral behavior. Although those things are important, they are the natural outflow of communion with the one who is good. Then the second type of works that are found in the writings of St. Paul are those works that are alive. Living works, not dead works, living works. These are deeds that are both good in themselves and done for a good purpose, the glory of God. This young man, one of his mistakes was he had the spirit of possessiveness. He wanted to possess and keep his wealth, as I've already said, so that he could use it in a way that was selfish and not to the glory of God. The saints are, in contrast to this man, those whose lives evidenced the grace and mercy of God, whose lives were the very presentation, as it were, of the life of God. St. Maximus the Confessor, in his commentary on this verse, says, "Many human activities, good in themselves, are not good because of the motive for which they are done. For example, fasting, vigils, prayer, psalmody, the singing of hymns, acts of charity and hospitality are by nature good, but when performed for the sake of self-esteem, vainglory, self-glorification, etc., they are not good. In everything we do, God searches out our purpose to see whether we do it for him or for some other motive. Quite clearly, he bestows blessings only when something is done for the right purpose. For God's judgment looks not at the actions, but at the purpose behind them." In my college days, I had a dear friend whose favorite sayings was that good intentions are worthless. And I used to think that was true. But our faith doesn't accept that. Good intentions are very important. Good intentions are where good works begin. As we offer ourselves to Christ from our heart, then that is going to be manifested in a way that is visible through good works. Good works do not save us. The goodness of God, though, being expressed in our lives as we draw near to him, repent of our sins, obey his commandments, open our heart to him, entrust our lives to him each and every day. Those things bring the presence of God in us as the temple of the living God. It is this to which we are called. And it is this for which we are being prepared to experience something even far greater, that eternal kingdom. So what does this all say to us today? I believe it says to us that we cannot allow ourselves to go down the path of self-righteousness. We are reminded today that apart from God, we are nothing. Is it important to do the right things? Of course it is. But if these things are going to be the works that God has for us, He must be involved in them in every single aspect of our life. Because He is trying to save us. He is trying to heal us. He is trying to extend His mercy to us in a way that is transformative. And that is what salvation is all about. So let us present ourselves afresh as we continue in this fast of the Nativity, keeping in mind that we are preparing ourselves to celebrate the incarnation of Christ, the gift of gifts to all of mankind. He became man, so as one great saint put it, I believe it was Athanasius, God became man that man might become God. Not that we would become deity itself, but that we would become like Him. And that's the goal, to become like Him. This young rich ruler missed that point. May we not, by the grace of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.